What it literally means, referring to carrying a person who carries himself. And this, of course, is a tremendous muster and pneumius about a person lifting himself up and carrying himself when, you know, when times are tough, when people are struggling, a person has to lift themselves up and take them. The Yeshua is really in their hands. They have the ability to save themselves or whatever situation they might be. So in this past week's parsha in Shlach, it says Vayas Kalev. And in many, it says on the side of the art scroll, though it's not found in the actual Sifrei Torah, but the Samech is large. Vayas Kalev, it's supposed to be large. But for whatever reason, not every Sefer Torah has a large Samech. So that's interesting. That's number one. Secondly, we know that Yeshua ben Nun had an added Yud onto his name. It's Hoshea ben Nun and it added Yehoshua ben Nun, because Moshe understood that Yeshua needed extra help. He needed extra Yeshua to help him from the eights of the Meraglim. So why the Samech is large? Why the extra Yud here? So there's a beautiful Pinchas Karitzer which explains a little bit of this Inyan, which I'm going to add some things to it as well, where he points out that the Gemara in Brachos tells the David Melch when he was writing the Kapitel Tilim on Asher Yoshev Esach, he left out the letter Nun. He left out the letter Nun because Nun is Nefila. If you take a look in last week's Parsha in Baloscha, the previous Parsha, so we know that Klal Yisrael had a number of Nefilos, a number of Yeridos, which were indicated by the letters Nun, the backwards Nuns that appear in Baloscha. And in this week's Parsha, we have Yeshua ben Nun. He's ben Nun. He's Bechines Nun. Yeshua was a very weak individual. He's a Chalash. He needed extra Hatzalah from Moshe. So he was a Bechines Nun. He was Yeshua ben Nun. The Nun represents Nefila. And we know also that the Anakim, the giants, were called Nephilim. They were called people who fell. They bring Yerida to people. And after the Chei Meraglim, what was the response of Moshe and Aaron? Vayipal Moshe Aaron Apanav, they fell on their face. They did Nefil Sapayim. So there's a lot of Nefil, a lot of Nun that's taking place in the Parsha. So even though the Gemara tells, even though David HaMelech left out the Nun, because Nefila, Beruach HaKodesh, he was Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. He was Somech, he had a Smicha, he referenced the Nefilim, but he referenced the Aliyah from the Yerida, the Smicha that takes place afterwards. So Pinchas Karitzer explains that's the idea of the large Samech, because it was a Smicha. It's a Smicha and a Nes. Nun Samech is Nefila and a Smicha, a Nes. Every time there's a Nes, that's a Nefila followed by a Smicha. A Nes only comes about when there's a Nefila, a Yerida, a Nes Tzara that a person is experiencing. So a Nes is a Nefila that leads to a Smicha. That's the Vayas Kali. That's the large Samech. So if you take the letter Samech, you spell out Samech, Samech, Mem, Chaf, you get the Gematria 120. And in Parsha Shlach, there are 119 Psukim. You could always add plus one, that's 120. So in essence, there are 120 Psukim for our purposes, which is a Samech. So the entire Shlach is a Inyan of Bechina Samech, of a Somech Hashem L'chol Noflim. That's the Inyan of Shlach. Now if you do the same thing with the Nun, you spell out the Nun, Nun Vav Nun, you get the Gematria 106. Okay? Samech is 120, Nun is 106. The difference is 14, that's Yad. Yad is the difference between Somech and Samech and Nun. What's the significance of a Yad? So the Yad is that when Moshe Beinu did Smicha on Yeshua ben Nun, he places Yadayim, his hands, on Yeshua. So it was the Yad, the 14, that was able to take a person from a Nun, from a Nefila, to a Smicha, to be Somech Hashem L'chol HaNoflim. And that's why the Yad leads to a Smicha, because when Moshe Beinu was fighting, Yeshua was fighting Amalek, what was the answer? Moshe lifted his hands, Yadayim were held up. It was their Kaved and got heavy, but Chayno Satatma, he lifted them up because it was an Aliyah, that was a Smicha that was taking place through the Yadayim. And what was the name of the city after they defeated Amalek? The name of the city was called Nisi, Nun Samech Yud. The Nes, the Nun, the Samech, and the Yud, which were all added, the extra letters, Nun from Baloscha, the Samech of Yaz Kalev, and the extra Yud that was added to Yeshua's name, that's Amalek, that's Nisi. And therefore, when we do Nefilas HaYadayim, Nefilas HaPayim, we do a Tachna on the Yad, on the hand. We do on the hand, Dafka the Yad, because the Yad holds us from falling down. It's the Smicha, and we go from sitting to standing when it comes to Tachnun, that's Somech Hashem L'chol Noflim, B'zokef L'chol Akfufim. So the ability of every single person, whenever they go through a certain Tzara, or you read the Nefila, the answer is the Yad, his own hands have the ability to give him a Smicha. Okay?